Let's check the Ridge and Valley Conference standings as we get set for the action tonight here on WRCO. The Bulldogs come in with the record of 9-0 in the conference. DeSoto at 7-2, and then Weston at 6-2 coming into the night. Seneca and Wazika Steuben each at 5-3, and Lafarge comes in with a record of 2-7. Also Kickapoo at 1-8, and North Crawford at 0-9. That's the Ridge and Valley standings as we enter the night tonight. The Bulldogs and the Hornets getting set to do battle here at Ithaca. For Wazika Steuben, coached by Ben Dooms, coming off a loss against DeSoto, and that was last week in the conference, a 13-3 win for the Pirates. They also have defeated North Crawford 18-12, defeated North Crawford earlier 10-0, and beat Lafarge in a close one 3-2 and 11-4 in the previous game. They defeated Kickapoo 12-6 as well. Last time loss against Ithaca was 14-2, a 10-run game back on a cool Thursday, April 11th at Wazika Steuben. May have been rainy as well. Also, Wazika Steuben lost to DeSoto 7-5 was the final. For the Bulldogs in the league, their wins have come against Wazika Steuben 14-2, North Crawford 6-3. That really tight Weston game, 3-1 was the final. Kickapoo 15-1. Seneca, they edged 6-5. Lafarge 8-0 and 11-4 in that doubleheader. They edged Seneca 1-0 and quite a ball game there. North Crawford 5-2. And that was, I guess that's the last conference game that they played after being rained out against DeSoto last Thursday. Well, we'll introduce you to the teams coming up in a moment. The Bulldogs versus Wazika Steuben coming up next on WRCO-FM at Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Kenny, the wannabe baker here. Not for sure what to do for lunch? Have no fear. Christie's is here. She offers fresh soups, homemade daily specials, and on Wednesdays she has Cornish pasties, and Thursdays are pulled pork tacos. Check out our Facebook page for our daily special post, or give us a call at 649-2253. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Leading off tonight for Wazika Steuben, Brett Wagner, the center fielder. Batting second, the shortstop, Ben Bird. Hitting third, Cooper Lummis, the catcher. Batting cleanup, the pitcher, Cohen Redman. Jonah Klima at first base, hitting fifth. Ruger Pates, the DH, will hit sixth. Clint Mitchell at second base, bats number seven. Ted Millen at third base, hits eighth. And Dakota Cox, the right fielder, bats number nine. Sammy Clary on the mound, Houston Bolin behind the plate. We hope you enjoyed tonight's action. Here's the first pitch, swung on and fell back for strike one. Rest of the Bulldog defense, Mac Beef at first base. Wyatt Hilde is at second. Micah Salisbury, the shortstop. And Logan Anderson at third. In the outfield, from left to right, Wes Nelson. Matt Kepler, center, and Cody Burns in right field. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. That's low. One ball and one strike. The Hornets come in with a record of 6-4. As mentioned, 5-3 in the R&B. Bulldog infield on the edge of the outfield grass. Here's the 1-1. It is taken outside for a ball. Ryan Elvin calling the balls and strikes. John Noga on the bases tonight. Thanks to our umpires. Here's a chopper to third. Knocked down by Anderson. Gloves. Throws. And it is not in time. Close play. And it is a safe call. And Wagner is aboard. So one on. Nobody out. For Ben Bird. Hornets with a base runner. That'll get the Bulldog infield adjusted accordingly. Just a little bit of a light breeze blowing here at Ithaca Baseball Field toward the right center field area. Runner leads at first base. Bird standing in. Here's the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Bulldogs anticipating a possible play up the middle with a runner leading at first. Here comes the 0-1 pitch from Sammy. It's upstairs. One ball and one strike to the hitter. Good crowd continuing to file in here now that it's a 6 o'clock game. I think even bigger than normal. 1-1, the batter shows bunt and pops it up. The catcher, Bolin, watches that one go foul along the Bulldog dugout. One ball and two strikes. Doug Faber on the grill up there. He's going to really have to start grilling. Get to work there. A lot of hungry folks, I think. Wagner leads at first. 1-2 offering to Ben Bird. There's a pitch. Foul back. And out of play. Bird staying alive. Sammy Clary has had some magnificent games this year, not only on the mound. He had a 7 RBI game earlier this year. Throw to first. The runner is back in, head first. Bulldogs will go back to work on the defense now. Wagner with the lead. Here's the pitch by Sammy. That hangs high above the letters. And the count goes to two balls and two strikes. Three innings of JV planned after this one tonight. 2-2 pitch, changeup, foul back. Hornets have been on that changeup here, trying to put one between the lines. Ben Bird stays alive. Brett Wagner with a bit of a lead over at first base. 2-2 offering from Sammy. There it is, and it's high. That makes it three balls and two strikes to the hitter. Couple of swings. Now a throw back to first base, and the runner is back in time. Cody Burns, the Bulldog right fielder, pulled over along the line for a possible pull hit. Pitch of the runner going. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base. Close play on the tag, but they didn't get him. So Wagner steals a base after the strikeout to Bird. And Cooper Lummis will be the batter. He is the catcher. Hornets sporting some good athletes, three or four sport athletes in this top part of the order. Some of them also in the track world as well. Now Sammy steps off, looks the runner back. There are some Bulldog baseball players that have gone out for track this year as well. Micah Salisbury being one of them. Back and ready. Sammy throws to second. Close play, and they didn't get him. The ball popped loose. Micah Salisbury diving in there trying to tag the runner. And the slide back in knocked the ball loose. Otherwise, they had Wagner. That was a really good move by Sammy Clary to second base. Sometimes those pitchers will reel and throw it into center field, but he had it right where it should be. It just got knocked loose on the slide. Here's the pitch, ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Let's see if they wave Wagner. He's coming around. The throw to the plate, going to be close. Bolin tags him out. Throw back to second base. They've tagged up the runner at second. Bulldogs double play. Oh, my goodness. Some defense here wiping away a run from the Wazika Steuben Hornets. And then getting a double play back to second base. That's an 8-4-2-6 double play, and that retires the Hornets. Nothing across in the opening inning. Wazika Steuben nothing. The Bulldogs coming up on WRCO and WRCO.com.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803. It's internet for everyone from Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout Southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y-Connect Wireless.
Here is the Ithaca batting order tonight. Matt Kepler leads it off, the center fielder, followed by the pitcher, Sammy Clary. Micah Salisbury, the shortstop, will hit third. Logan Anderson at third base, batting cleanup. Wes Nelson, the left fielder, hits fifth. Mac Neath at first base hits sixth. Wyatt Hilby hitting seventh, playing second base. Cody Byrne hitting eighth, the right fielder. And the designated hitter, Cole Brownlee, bats ninth for the catcher, Houston Boland. Standing in, Matt Kepler, no score, bottom half of the first inning here in Bulldog Country. And Cohen Redmond goes to work here for the Hornets fifth. Here's the pitch, it's high. One ball and no strikes. Zeke Steuben in the customary green and gold lettering uniforms. Redmond back and ready. There's the pitch down low. And the count goes to two balls and no strikes. A little later ball game, I got a chance to go home and run through my yard, knock down my dandelions and break my mower, but we got it done. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Three balls and no strikes. I was looking at my schedule this week, not only with baseball and everything else going on during the day, but I think, man, it's going to be a jungle by that time I get to mow it. Today's game got moved an hour. Maybe. There's your window. Strike called on Matt Kepler as he watches all the way. Cohen Redmond went back to work now on the board with a strike. Here's the 3-1 offering. That's in the dirt, and the Bulldogs have a base runner. Kepler is aboard. That'll bring up Sammy Clary for Ithaca. Clary, the pitcher for the Bulldogs. Redmond and Lomas, the battery for the Hornets. Jonah Klima at first. Clint Mitchell at second. Ben Bird, the shortstop, and Ted Millen at third. Kepler lead. Throw to first is high. Nice play by Klima. Brings it down and keeps the runner at first base. In the outfield for the Hornets, Alex Manning in left, Brett Wagner in center, Dakota Cox in right field. Here's the pitch, runner leaning, and it's high, a ball. One ball and no strikes to Sammy Clary. A chance to help his own cause right here. Again, the runner leading at first base. Here comes the pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and no strikes to Sammy Clary. Nobody out in the bottom half of inning number one. Redmond checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That's a strike. And the count goes to 2-1. Bulldogs erasing a run at the plate. Great play. Started out with a throw from the outfield. So Matt Kepler to Wyatt Hilby. Here's the pitch down low. And Houston Boland got the tag on and then threw back to second base. Boland had several runners thrown out last year during the tournament as a freshman. Coming back from a knee injury, and certainly hasn't affected his arm any. Here's the pitch. That's high, and there are two aboard here. Redmond losing the batters. So Kepler goes to second. Flaherty at first. And now Micah Salisbury, the shortstop, will hit for the Bulldogs. Scoreless bottom of the first, two on without a hit for the Bulldogs. Redmond back to work. Checks the runner at second. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, left field and deep. If it stays fair, it's a home run. It is foul. Just over the foul pole, about probably 10 feet to the wrong side of the foul pole, and it's just a long strike. Nothing in one to Salisbury. Micah, one of the seniors on this year's club. Kepler leads at second. Clary from first. Here's the pitch. High. One ball and one strike. The legendary Adam Hess on the PA tonight here at Ithaca. Selling some prime mover items on the side. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. Two and one. People go up to Adam and ask if they know if anybody that has lawnmowers for sale. He can kind of hook them up. Or snowblowers. Get a deal on it this time of year. Here's a swinging strike by Salisbury, and the count is two balls and two strikes. Logan Anderson in the hitter's circle for the Bulldogs. Runners lead at first and second. 2-2 from Redmond. Here it is. Swing and a foul back. Salisbury with a good cut. That wind has picked up a little bit, blowing in from center field area, kind of right center field, so it would be east to southwest kind of direction going on right now. Could affect the ball in play, especially hit this way. Here's the pitch. That's the ball. Count full, 3-2. Lots of pitches for Redmond so far, and does not have an out. Looking for that right now with a payoff pitch. Runners lead at first and second. The payoff is swung on and a foul. Salisbury went after what appeared to be a low one and got just a little bit of it. So time taken for the time being. Runners lead again now. Full count offering is high, and they're loaded up. Without any hits, the Bulldogs have loaded the bases. That'll bring up Logan Anderson. Anderson has had a good year. Time is called now. The Hornets will have a conference at the mound. Bulldogs with a real threat going here. They fouled off a few pitches, but have been watching the ball well, and Redmond has had just consistency problems, has missed fairly consistently high here. And as they talk, he's kind of working on that hole where the plant foot goes on the throw, trying to maybe reposition himself a little bit, bring that ball down. Hornets at a bit of a jam here in the opening inning. No score, Bulldogs threatening. Here's the pitch to Logan Anderson, and he takes a strike. Nothing in one, Wes Nelson due next for the Bulldogs in the opening inning. We're live in Ithaca, Monday Night Baseball tonight. Redmond ready. There's the pitch. Down low for a ball. I used to love Monday Night Baseball. It was on TV back in the day. And once in a very great while, especially when they got a little better in the late 70s, early 80s, the Brewers would be on there. One and one pitch. There's a strike. One and two. Good pitch from Redmond. That was back before they would black it out unexpectedly like they've been doing lately and things like that. We were just happy to get a game once in a while. Then the rights were sold so they could get games on more in the 80s, nearly every game. This one is outside for a ball, 2-2. Back then it was just a handful of games they would broadcast, and then once in a while, a Monday night game, Saturday afternoon. It was a big day for Major League Baseball on TV as well. They'd have a game of the week. It's a lot bigger thing then. There are a lot fewer games were shown nationally. Ball three to Logan Anderson. Nowhere to put him. Full count. Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Backed him away, and a run will come in. Four straight. straight walks to start the ball game, and the Bulldogs lead it 1-0. That pushes across Matt Kepler. Sammy Clary goes to third. Micah Salisbury to second. And Logan Anderson at first base. And now a conference of the mound. Wes Nelson is coming up. And this is the first time that the coach has actually walked out. So Coach Doom's out to have a word with his pitcher and infield. Previous conversation was between catcher and pitcher. So a 1-0 Bulldog lead without a hit here in the opening inning. Ithaca is taking on Wazika Steuben in softball today as well. So we'll try to get an update from there. Our Pony Express network. Going from Andrea Newkirk to Adam Hess. Then Adam will put a note on a pigeon's leg, and the pigeon will fly over here. So we've got it figured. Conference is over. Back to work now. It's Wes Nelson in, and the pitch swung on and missed. Nothing in one. Redmond gets it low in the strike zone that time. Base is still jacked here with Bulldogs in the bottom of the first. Ithaca leading 1-0. Here's the pitch. That is high. One ball and one strike. Still nobody out. And a force at any base for the Hornets. 1-1 is down low for a ball. And the count goes to 2-1. Mac Neath due next for the Bulldogs. Here comes the 2-1 offering, and West takes it outside. Bulldogs are going to try to score. Going to be a close play at the plate. Sliding in safely with a head-first slide is Sammy Clary. Diving in was Redmond, the pitcher. It was close, but Sammy got a big jump on that, and a big jump off the third base bag. That makes it 2-0 as the Bulldogs feel home there on the passed ball. On the play, Micah Salisbury goes to third, and Logan Anderson to second. 2-0 ball game score. Wes Nelson still up there with a count of 3-1. Redmond wiping the hand off, trying to get some grip on the baseball. Here's the 3-1 offering, swing, and a piece of it. Strike two on Wes Nelson. He's a junior for the Bulldogs. Coming back now with the next pitch. Here's the deal. That one is high. He walked in. 5 walks in the inning. The Bulldogs have loaded the bases again. And the hitter will be Mac Neath. Bases loaded here at the bottom of the first, 2-0 Ithaca. And here's Mac. Redmond checks the runner at third, and here's the pitch. Swing and a foul down the line. 0-1 to the batter. Another thing that was always fun about those Monday night TV broadcasts was Bob Uecker was one of the commentators on there. He would lead Milwaukee's games and cover a game for ABC. Here's the pitch. Upstairs for a ball. And the count goes to 1-1. Many times he was a color man, not the play-by-play, or he would do field interviews and comedy things. Pitch is upstairs for 2 on Mac Neath. Runners at 1, 2, and 3. 2-1 offering to Mac. Here is swing and a miss. And there are 2 strikes on the batter. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Salisbury at third. Anderson at second. Nelson at first. Here's the pitch. Curveball, strike 3. Redmond gets his first out on a strikeout. And a good-looking pitch. That will bring up Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt's first at-bat since a walk-off grand slam won the game on Friday night against Brookwood. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air behind shortstop. Back is Ben Bird, and he's got it for out number 2. Just going to say, that'd be something to get the bases loaded, get up and jack one here, but he got under it. So two straight outs. And that brings up Cody Burns, the right fielder. I was here earlier this year when Cody had a home run over the fence. Here's the pitch ripped in the air, and it is caught at second base. Nice play by Clint Mitchell, robbing a hit from the Bulldogs up the middle, and that will do it. Bulldogs score twice without the aid of a base hit. No errors and three left aboard. 2-0 Ithaca after one over the Wazika Steuben Hornets on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink. The Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Just call them at 649-7469.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Batting in the top of the second inning for Wazika Steuben, Cohen Redmond. He'll be followed by Jonah Klima and Ruger Pates. 2-0 in favor of the Bulldogs in the Bridge and Valley Conference battle. Live from Ithaca, Clary's pitch is called a strike. 0-1, and we're underway in the top of two. Nobody on and nobody out. Here we go. The pitch swung on and fouled this way, out of play. Two strikes on the batter. WIAA softball tournament will feed starting this Wednesday, which hardly seems possible, but that is the word on the street. 0-2, the pitch fouled off and out of play. Back over toward the grassy area where some youngsters are playing a game out there. Not sure, it's always kind of a hybrid, baseball and football, wrestling. 0-2. Here's the pitch. Curveball fought off and fouled. Amazing that the number of foul back pitches we've had here for both sides. There's Stemme has one strikeout, and Cohen, I guess, Redmond has one strikeout, but unable to get it by him consistently. 0-2. There he does. Swing and a miss. And there is one away. The hitter will be Jonah Klima. Klima playing first base for the Wazika Steuben Hornets. He's got another nighttime game next week at Riverdale. Chieftains often, as it gets later, will play a later night game. Here's a strike call to Klima. Looking all the way. Sammy right down Main Street with that one. 0-1. Larry from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Lima going around, taking a pretty good healthy cut on that one. Larry ready. There's the 0-2. Change up bounced on the infield towards second. He'll be trying to play it. Knocks it down. It's going to be a base hit. So a base runner for the Hornets, a runner on for Ruger Pates. That ball chopped on the infield, almost kind of like an AstroTurf hit, they used to say, as it would bounce on the carpet. and it spent a little bit of time in the air. And by the time that Bilby knocked it down, the runner was fairly close to first. There's a swinging strike by Pates. Nothing in one. A runner aboard with one away in the second inning for the Hornets. Clary back and ready. There's the pitch. Outside, back to first. Close. Didn't get him. One ball and one strike. Well, if you're a base runner, Houston Bowl is going to keep you pretty honest out there. That catcher ready to wheel a deal. It's not lollipop throws. Curveball, strike two called on eight. Sammy Clary with a good one right there. And it is one and two. Runner leads at first. Sammy is set. Gets and fires, and that one is low for ball. Two balls and two strikes. Klima back to first, getting the lead. Clary ready, the pitch, change up, strike, three call. Two away now in the second inning. That'll bring up Clint Mitchell, the number seven hitter. Mitchell making his way in with Klima leading at first base. Clary ready, the pitch. That is low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Lima with a slight lead. Danny kicks, fires, just a bit low. Two balls and no strikes. Ted Millen due next for the Hornets. Timeout for the plate to be swept off. Now it looks like we are set to go again. Larry in mode from the belt, the pitch. Strike called on the batter. Two and one. Two away in the second inning. Ithaca leading 2-0 on the Hornets of Wazika Cuban. 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Sammy brought the heat that time. Two balls, two strikes. Lima lead from first. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball on the infield. Clary cuts it off. Throws to first in time. Pitcher to first. Out number three. And that will do it for the Hornets. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of inning number two here at Ithaca. It's the Bulldogs 2 and the Wazika Stupid Hornets nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Did you know that nearly 80% of strokes are preventable? You can reduce your likelihood of stroke by treating existing medical conditions like high blood pressure or diabetes, and by making lifestyle changes like quitting smoking or becoming more active. If you are curious about your risk factors, talk to your primary care provider at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. The Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Just like no two people are the same, no two days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
For the Bulldogs, batting in the bottom of inning number two will be the designated hitter, Cole Brownlee. And in the top of the order, Matt Kepler and Sammy Clary. 2-0, Bulldogs lead without the aid of a base hit so far against Cohen Redman and the Hornets. Here we go. Bottom of two, Brownlee is in, and the pitch ripped on the infield. Down the line, in there for a base hit. Brownlee will round and look. And hold there with a solid single. So a runner on and back to the top of the order for the Bulldogs, Matt Kepler. Matt walked and scored in the previous inning. Brownlee leads at first. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Kepler goes around and commits on that one. Bulldogs have been among the ranked teams throughout the year, but I haven't seen lately, but I'm sure moving up is the best they've had. Here's a pop-up foul and back out of play. Two strikes. It is tough to win consecutive games in high school baseball. And if you're a good team, as Bulldogs are, the weather is a factor. There's just so many things that come into play and go against you. Here's the pitch upstairs for a ball. Get into days where you got to play consecutive conference games because of rainouts. Not always the best conditions. The rain can be the equalizer. Pitch for the runner going. It's a high fly ball on the hit and run toward the outfield and drifting out of play on the left field side. Foul ball. Wow. Cole Brownlee running from first to second. He saw there was potential for that to be caught, so then he tried to put on the brakes and did a slide about halfway through. Got back to first base. On the foul ball. One and two offering to Kepler. Here's the pitch, and he fouled it. Or maybe he missed it. I'm not sure. They're going to keep the runner going to second. Throw to first. Not in time, and now the runner from second is coming on to third base, and he is there. So the runner will be allowed to stay at third base because you run at your own risk, but they are going to call Matt Kepler out because first base technically was occupied at the time of the strikeout. So that is the first out, second strikeout for Redmond, but the Bulldogs take full advantage, and Brownlee is at third base. Here's Sammy Clary, who walked and scored back in the first. Redmond ready. The pitch bounced toward the middle. Cut off by the shortstop, Bird. It's going to score a run out at first base. And not in time back to the plate as Brownlee scores standing up. 3-0 Bulldogs. Clary gets home a run with the ground out. That will bring up Micah Salisbury, who walked last time. Redmond set to work. Here's the pitch. High fly. Got under it. Right center field. Coming over the right fielder, Dakota Cox. And he's got it for the third out, and that will do it here in the second inning for the Bulldogs. They get a run on a hit. No errors, none left on. To the third we go. 3-0 Bulldogs over Wazika Steuben in Ridge and Valley Conference Baseball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors take a client-focused approach to customize strategies that fit your lifestyle and goals. So, while you do what you love, you know you are preparing for the future. Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Discover the one-to-one relationship you deserve. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ted Millen leads it off in the top of the third for the Hornets and fouls one off. Nothing in one to count. 3-0 Bulldogs here in R&B action. And a check swing. Millen takes strike two from Sammy Clary. Dakota Cox is due next, and then Brett Wagner. Larry from the windup, the 0-2, swung on and missed. He strikes him out on three pitches. So what a way for Dakota Cox, the right fielder. The last hitter to see Sammy Clary in the Bulldog defense for the first time. And he taps the plate and gets in. Clary ready to work. Olin with a glove up from the windup. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Both teams with a busy week coming up. Bulldogs have a makeup game tomorrow night. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two on the batter. Ithaca with the game at Kickapoo tomorrow night. Then at Weston on Thursday at the big game. Wow. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And that is strikeout number two. So six pitches and two outs now on strikeouts for Sammy Clary. That will bring up Brett Wagner. Wagner standing in. Clary ready to work. From the windup at the curveball strike. Sammy feeling it. Nothing in one to the batter. Wagner reached on an error last time. Nothing in one. Here comes the pitch. That one is swung on and missed. Strike two. Hit a couple of extra inning games last week in our coverage, so pretty much seen it all. Nothing in two from Sammy. There's the pitch. Swung on and popped to right field. Burns is back. That ball is going to land fair. Getting around first, heading to second is Wagner, and he's got a double. Two-out hit for Wagner, who just got one fair, opposite way, going down the right field line, and he's on second with a double. That'll bring up Ben Bird. Sammy Clary was almost there for three strikeouts on nine pitches, which you don't see that happen very often. Here's a little pop, first base side, in foul territory. Logan Anderson has got it, and that will do it for the out. So a pop foul, and the Hornets, after a two-out double, are retired. No runs and a hit. No errors, and one left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number three with Ithaca leading it here. Tonight, live from Ithaca, 3-0 over Wazika Steuben on WRCO at WRCO.com.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Wiscode is a local, family-oriented company based in Lone Rock, Wisconsin, ready to serve your family or business with the service that defines the Wiscode mission, where quality and honesty meet. Wiscode is a one-stop solution for driveways long or short and parking lots large or small. Estimates are always free. Now is the time to call 1-800-BLACKTOP. That's 1-800-BLACKTOP. Wiscode cares as much about your asphalt and everything around it as you do. 1-800-BLACKTOP. It's the right call right now.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Bottom of the third inning here at Ithaca. The Bulldogs leading it 3-0 over the Wazika Steuben Hornets. I chatted with my engineer Tim Feed there during the break, and I couldn't come up with a name. What it's called when you strike out the side on nine pitches. And Tim looked it up for me, and then I remembered it's an immaculate inning. I mean, it's so rare, I don't know that I've seen it. My local coverage, if I have, it's been a long, long time. Maybe in high school softball. But baseball, Sammy was within a pitch of an immaculate inning when Brett Wagner hit the double. He had struck out the first two batters on six pitches. He had two strikes on Brett before Wagner got one in there. Here's a ball to Logan Anderson. He'll be followed by Wes Nelson and Mac Meek. Redmond kicks and fires. That one is inside, nearly hit the batter. Two balls and no strikes. And a busy day for us at WRCO for a must be Monday. A lot of things going on, but nice to kick back with a little baseball tonight. 2-0 pitch, strike one called on Logan Anderson. It's 2-1. Now, if it was earlier in the year and it was 32 degrees, I'd say, wow, here's the chopper down the line, third base side, and Anderson will reach base. Leadoff hitter on for the Bulldogs in the third. Wes Nelson will be the batter. Some of those 38-degree afternoon, early evenings, and then colder. It might be more of a chore to be out here, but tonight, what a pleasure. Nobody out, runner at first. Nelson, who walked last time. Here's the pitch from Redmond down low. Lummis keeps it in front of him. One ball and no strikes. Ithaca with three runs and only one hit tonight. He's actually been out hit by the Hornets. Here's the pitch down low for a ball, and it gets by. Anderson goes to second base. The wild pitch on that one. Not a lot of school left. Look out at the calendar from this point on. Less than a month of school days. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball two. Or make that ball three then on Wes Nelson. Matt Neef in the hitter circle for the Bulldogs. Here's the pitch. Down low, he walked him. Wes Nelson on at first base. First walk given up by Redmond since the first inning. They walked five in that first inning. This is Mac Neef, who was a strikeout victim back in the first. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, well hit. Center fielder is back, should have it measured, though. Wagner has got it. There's a tag by Logan Anderson. He's going to third. Wes Nelson has to stay at first. So runners at the corners for the Bulldogs on the long fly ball. That will bring up Wyatt Hilby. Wyatt popped out to shortstop. His attempt to launch Grand Slam home runs in back-to-back at bat, dating back to last Friday night, but the bat was out. Here's the runner going first to second. It's a strike. There'll be no throw. It's a stolen base for Wes Nelson. Runners at second and third here in the inning. One away. The pitch is outside. One ball and one strike. Back in my glory days, it was oftentimes schools would graduate around the middle of May. 1-1 offering is swung on and a piece of it, foul ball, strike two. One ball and two strikes. It was usually around, probably around the 15th to the 20th of May, right in there, it was graduation. Here's the pitch, curve ball, strike three. Nice pitch from Redmond. And he's retired two in a row now. Bulldogs will have to get a two-out hit to try and get those runs home. Here's Cody Byrne to wind out back in the second inning. Actually had a base hit taken away by Clint Mitchell up the middle. And he swings and misses at strike one. Nothing in one. Oftentimes, I think the underclassmen back then would go a couple of extra days, and oftentimes you'd be in the WIA tournament, so the seniors would come back and play the games. Here's a chopper on a check swing back to the mound. Redmond going to get out of it, throws to first in time, and that'll do it on the Bulldogs. A 1-3 put out, no runs and no hits. At the inning, one error, two left aboard. We go to the fourth, Ithaca leading it, 3-0 over Wazika Steuben. Here on WRCO, FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture are now offering warranty on your furniture. If you have kids, pets, spills, stains, or damage, no problem. UltraCare will help protect your new furniture investment. We have multiple levels that can cover a single item or a full room of furniture. If you have food or drink stains, massage units and components, tear or rip, and more, don't worry, it's covered. Protect your investment. Stop in for more details at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
Your favorite varieties of apples and grapes grow on over 200 acres at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Much of the fruit is sold retail through the farm market, but a wholesale division of the company moves a significant amount of the fruit, as well as custom packing fruit for other local growers. Oakwood Fruit Farm looks forward to seeing you and serving you with the best quality apples and grapes this coming fall. See you in the fall at Oakwood Fruit Farm.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
It's the top of the fourth, and Cooper Lummis leads it off for Wazika Stupid. Sammy Clary ready to work, and the pitch ripped in the air. Right field, Burns going over. That's another base hit for the Hornets. So they will have a leadoff hit in the fourth inning, and for the third time today, Wazika Stupid has its leadoff man on. That's four hits unofficially for the visitors today. Again, Ithaca leading it 3-0. Redmond, a strikeout victim last time. He will dig in from the right side. Starting to pick up a little bit, maybe switch direction somewhat. Pulling over toward right field more. Here's the pitch, ripped on the infield. Nice play. He'll be swept to Salisbury. Back to first, not in time. Salisbury, looks like there was a little collision there, but he's all right. Everybody fine. So they got the force at second. Wyatt Hilby to Micah Salisbury. The throw back to first was in the dirt. So Redmond is safe on the fielder's choice. There is one away. 4-6 put out at second base. And here is Jonah Klima, who had a hit back in the second inning. Redmond leads it first. Larry, ready. There's the pitch. There's a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. 3-0 Bulldogs lead. Top of four. Got a softball score as well. We'll share in a moment. Larry set to work, checks the runner at first. Here is the 0-1. Changeup is low on one the count. Bottom of the third, Ithaca leads 4-3 over Wazika Stupid. That's a good game going on. Just to the north of the baseball diamond. 1-1 offering, runner leads at first. Here's the pitch, fouled off, strike two. 1-2. Talking about the third inning when Sammy Clary came within a pitch of an immaculate inning. Tim Thied gave me some more information on that immaculate inning. It only happened 114 times in Major League Baseball, so it is quite rare. Rare in high school, Paul, as well, I would say. Here comes the next pitch. That one is fouled off and out of play. Names like Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson, Randy Johnson, all did it during their careers. I never did it, of course. I had a lot of immaculate innings where I swung and missed three times. Here's a chopper headed up the middle, cut off by Salisbury to one on the second base, but not on the first base side as they go back to first a little late. Klima beats it out. So Redmond out on the force. He'll be to Salisbury for the second put out up the middle, and Klima safe on the fielder's choice. Two away in the fourth for Ruger Pates, who struck out back in the second inning. Three swings and three misses. That'd be I think I had an immaculate inning. If I struck out three times in the same inning, that'd be an immaculate inning, right? There's a chopper toward second, picked up there by Hilby, flips to Salisbury covering, and they got him. Nice play. Just a little bit of trouble for Wyatt getting that ball out of his glove, but he finds it, and so all three outs are recorded at second base on force out here in the inning as as Pate dipped into a fielder's choice. In the inning, no runs, a hit. No errors, one left on after 3 1/2. Here in Bulldog Country, it is Ithaca 3, Waseca Stupid nothing on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store. Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning here at Ithaca tonight. Cole Brownlee set to lead off, then it'll be followed by Matt Kepler and Sammy Clary. 3-0 Bulldogs. They have three runs on just one hit. Waseca Steuben, no runs and four hits. But you have to take into account the Bulldogs have accepted six walks here today. So chances to hit the ball and being patient at the plate, obviously, but if the pitch isn't in the strike zone, less chance to hit it as well. So that's sometimes that number's a little deceptive. Standing in and taking a rip at one. It's going to be ripped toward right center field gap. That's going to roll all the way to the fence for Brownlee. He's digging for second. Throw coming on. He's going for third. Here comes the throw. Head first slide. He's there. That is a leadoff triple for Cole Brownlee. Wow, when he dug for third, rounding second, went to third, I thought at the time, ooh, that might not be the best choice. But he gets in under the peg. So an extra base hit for the Bulldogs, and that'll bring up Matt Kepler. Kepler has walked and scored and struck out. Here's the pitch, bounced toward third. They're going to look the runner back now, a bobble, and there'll be no throw over at first base. Everybody is safe. Kepler on board now. Brownlee remains at third. And here is Sammy Clary. Clary has walked and scored. He has grounded out to push in a run. Redmond ready. Runner going first to second. It's a strike. Throw to the pitcher. Trying to juke that runner off of third. It's a no-go. Stolen base by Kepler. And Brownlee remains at third. So two ducks on the pond for the Bulldogs and no one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Redmond checks the runner at third. Here's the pitch. It's low. Good block by Loomis. One ball and one strike to Sammy Clary. Trying to help his own cause. Redmond ready to work. Here's the pitch. Strike call. One ball and two strikes. Nobody out in the fourth. 1-2 offering. Redmond ready. The pitch. Check swing and a ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Coming with some good heat that time. Brownlee back to third. Kepler at first. The 2-2 is swung on and popped up. Behind second base, right fielder calling everybody off. Cox makes the grab. Now they're going to tag. Going to be close. Throw home. Not in time. They get a sliding Cole Brownlee. That makes it 4-0. Sammy Clary gets an RBI on the sack fly. And the batter will be Micah Salisbury. Cox had to go along the line a little bit, so it wasn't the easiest ball to throw on. And the Bulldogs never hesitated. Brownlee had a good jump as soon as that ball was caught. Here's the pitch to Salisbury. Micah rips it down the line in there for a base hit. There's a run scoring. And the Bulldogs jump ahead 5-0 now. Salisbury on base for the second time today. And Logan Anderson will be the batter. Anderson has walked to push in a run. He has also reached on an error. Salisbury with the lead. Redmond ready. There's the pitch. Runner going. It's the ball high. Throw to second base into center field. And not far enough for Salisbury to advance from second. So a stolen base now for the Bulldogs. They're in business with a man in scoring position. And again, only one away.